I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Welcome, 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 baby.
Hello.
What episode we on?
Oh, I don't know.
We on episode 14. Don't worry about it. I got you back. Season 4, episode 13. We definitely appreciate you guys checking us out every single week.
Yeah.
Every single week. During this quarantine right now. Huh? Yeah, and Ghost is, he's letting you know what time it is, too. So what were you just saying?
13 or 14?
We're on 14.
Oh, you said 14, then you said 13, so I got confused.
No, we're not.
I don't know.
Wait a minute, man. See, now you got me second-guessing myself. See what I mean? This is what I deal with, people. This is exactly what I deal with. I know we're on episode 14, but I'm always wrong, right? I'm always wrong. See what was last week's episode?
13.
Exactly. So now we're on episode 14.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for checking us out. Yeah, welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple. Here we are. Here we are. Yeah. Babe, are you high and right?
Yeah.
You got to tell everybody your moniker.
What? Pretty good.
Yeah. Doing okay?
Pretty good, yeah.
Doing this quarantine?
Yep.
Doing this lockdown?
Mm-hmm.
The nation is slowly opening everything back up.
Slowly. It's
definitely slowly opening everything back up. So what are we going to do about it?
Nothing.
We ain't going to do nothing?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I still don't want it.
I'm sure a lot of people definitely sympathize with that.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure. Because they're being too hasty about this shit, right?
Well, it's like, look, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's what they say it is.
If the second wave is going to be worse.
I don't give two shits. I don't want it. I don't want no part of it. I'm sorry. I don't want it.
Shout out to the introverts.
So I'm good.
Yeah.
Just fine.
You sure?
Yep.
I love your alfalfa curly cue going on up there. You got that Negro texture going on with your wig today.
Wow. I've had that for several days for some reason.
You wonder why? Have you seen the dew points and the humidity in the weather forecasts?
Nope. Leave that up to you.
Like, you got some extra Negro texture going on today.
Yep.
It's okay, honey.
I know.
It's fine.
It is.
I'd be trying to put a do-rag on your head, but you like, nah.
No.
Nah.
I don't want to look like I'm a boy.
Yeah. I was about to say, tell everybody why you don't want it, looking like a boy.
I look like a boy.
You like a boy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you be dressing like you ready to dance like Aaliyah or somebody. Like you in a hip-hop Hype Williams music video. And I dress the same way. Like Big Pimpin, spending cheese.
I don't have those shoes or anything like that. What are you talking about?
You know how to dance. You know how to groove. You know how to get down. You was a cheer fucking extraordinaire.
Yeah, but I
okay.
But you were talking about clothes.
Yeah, I mean, shit, the big bag of clothes, man. We in our COVID-19 perfect attire. Sweatpants, fleeces, sweatshirts.
It's cold in here. Fucking freezing.
Oh shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Definitely appreciate every single last one of you guys. We want to send our condolences to everybody that's still out there and basically affected by the COVID-19 virus, whether you lost some family, friends, or loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely paramount, number one. Definitely paramount. So what's been going on with you, honey? Do you want to get into the
what?
Gina's family update.
Oh.
You like, nah. You about to ready in this podcast in like 3 minutes.
See you next week.
Go ahead, baby. Talk your shit. What's going on with the Gina's family update?
What was it last week?
What do you mean, what was it last week? Do you not listen to your own content?
No.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I'm trying to decipher if last week is this week or if this week is last week. I don't know. It's running together.
what's going on is I'm fucking up her fucking pattern right now because I'm on quarantine week what? Six?
I don't know.
I don't even remember anymore.
I don't know. I forgot. Today I thought, I seriously, yesterday I thought today was Thursday or something. I don't know how I got it.
How you fucking us up as of recording time?
No, the problem is I got the rain day and the day day.
The rain day and the day day? Day day from Friday?
Right, yeah. All confused and in my head and implanted, I don't know.
Implanted?
Yeah, something like that. All fucked up. So, that's why I kept saying, well, I'll do all that stuff Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my head, it was going to rain Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, it was, I thought it was already Wednesday. So, I was all fucked up. So, I'm like, God.
You got me confused along with everybody See? Listening right now.
So, I was fucked. I was like, I didn't know what it was. So, I went ahead with my original plan.
What was your original plan? Let's just start there, because you're killing me right now, Smalls.
My original plan, last weekend, was my original plan.
What?
Was to feed the plants on Wednesday and deworm the dogs.
Feed the plants and deworm the dogs.
And then, of course,
welcome all you farmers out there. Speaking of which, right. I want to dedicate this episode this week. To all the new farmers out there, even though we've been gardening and for the last 5 years.
Yeah. You're feeding everybody. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So I was going to do all that. And then the closer it got to Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
I thought it to death. And I couldn't get my days together. I can't get this fucking thing any closer to me.
You'll be all right.
Do you want me to put it on top of
me? Just pull the mic a little bit closer.
Honey.
You got that sexy voice that a lot of people are like,
that couch. Oh, would you listen? The couch is like right there. It's like butted up against it. It can't fucking come any closer. I would like it to, but it won't. Mm-mm.
Okay, honey. There I go again. Girl, what's my weakness?
Man.
I'm definitely going to record that. You know that's coming, right?
No.
While we both rock it out to that joint.
Yeah, okay.
But talk about it.
Talk about what?
Oh, my the joint. God. You just forgot that quick?
Yeah.
What am I going to do with you?
I didn't ask. What?
So what have you been overthinking, honey?
Obviously that.
Obviously what?
Maybe everything.
People need a distraction from everything that's going on, man. Okay. And that's what we do best. We provide that like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about deworming the dogs. Let's talk about that.
I probably gave him a whole bunch of worms.
Them motherfuckers been eating them worms like a motherfucker. And if you guys check us out on our interracial_odd_couple_podcast Instagram page, what did we just build last week? It wasn't even building. It was just digging in the fucking dirt.
Our fire pit.
Yeah, we did our fire pit. And it was all kind of worms coming out of the fucking clay ass soil that we live in, right?
Yep.
6B.
Yep.
6B. If somebody want to argue with me, no, we're in zone 5. No, we not. No, we
it's
not.
It's because I always see 5. 5, 5, 5. And I'm like, I get confused.
That's numerology for you.
Right.
See, you got to. Yeah,
somebody can just put something in my head and I'll be like, yep, that's it.
Yeah, come on, man.
Sure.
I didn't think I snagged her.
Yep, he's it.
That's fucked up. Oh, shit, man. We're going to bounce all over the place with this episode today. You know why?
Why?
After that statement that you just made. Oftentimes we get, how do you guys do it?
Yeah.
I get that question all the time. And I'm sure you do too. I know you do.
The funny thing is,
how do we do it? How do we do it, babe? Let's talk about it. During this quarantine, with everything that's going on, that is a fucking travesty right now. With domestic violence rising and all that other bullshit that's going on. It's all bullshit.
All bullshit. So listen, all bullshit aside. So we downloaded an app. Telling the app. But it was a numerology app, which let us know, you know, what our shit is. But it also had the relationship part. So we put in, you know, our relationship stuff, and it says, you guys are not to be together. Yeah.
No, if you guys watch,
and we've always known that we shouldn't be technically. Yeah,
but if you guys actually watch, if you go on COTV on YouTube, mm-hmm. or Sci-Fi Omni, CYPHAOMNI, you could definitely check out when we had fun.
Right.
We definitely had fun with just playing the couples game on how well don't you know your partner.
Right.
And that was definitely a question when I was trying to spell pieces and you were trying to spell Aquamenius. Or zodiac signs. That's what we was doing.
We got the gist of it. We somewhat know.
But, okay, with this particular app.
Right. Mm-hmm. It says we're not good. We're not compatible.
We're not supposed to be compatible.
That. Yeah.
Being Aquarius and Pisces.
Right. But it says, hey, you know, it could possibly work. You know.
11 years later and counting.
It, you know, if we work hard at it. And I'm like, hmm. Hard. Right. What do we got to work like, hard at? This shit's easy.
You got to work hard in any relationship.
But, I mean, yeah, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. But mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know. It's easy.
I think people get hung up on that a little bit too much, too, sometimes. Yeah. Just numerology and astrophysics and cosmology when it comes to just your zodiac and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And what do you call it? What do you call it?
In what?
When it comes to your zodiac sign or reading your horoscope. Thank you. I don't know why I was drawing a blank on that, but just, you know, just your horoscope.
I didn't get that ability.
You might have a horror. Scope. Play on words. But yeah, just on the horoscope.
Right.
And so what did you remember from some of that goofy shit?
At what time?
What do you mean? Because we read for like 3 hours.
Oh, we did. Oh, shit, we did. But that shit, a lot of that shit was, you know, I mean, pretty on point. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty correct.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, she did not like the fact that I was entering my information the way that I was wanting to enter my information in.
It's hilarious.
And then, because I could have went it even different. I could have put in CYPH. I could have.
Right.
I could have. And it'd probably be a whole different scenario.
Yep.
But it wasn't. And it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, you could have put that. It would have been fine.
It still would have been the same thing, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so talk about it,
honey. No, I don't think it would have been the same thing, but I think it would have, I don't know, what it would have said. I don't know.
So what did it tell you about yourself, being a Pisces? I mean Pisces.
It doesn't go by the Pisces. It goes by who you were at that time,
mm-hmm.
by your numerology shit.
Numerology shit. Break that down real quick.
It says I'm amazing. That's all there is to it. I'm a fucking amazing.
Oh, I was like, that's great that you have a queen name.
And then I have
hashtag Regina.
And then I have a bad side.
What do you mean you have a bad side?
But good thing I don't.
Ooh.
I don't use my bad side, so that's the good.
How long did it take you to not use your bad side anymore?
Well, I only use some of the things in my bad side. Yeah. Uh-huh.
While you're over there twirling
not
your hair.
Not all of it.
You over there twirling your hair.
I just
Watching My Little Margie.
Right. I just use the orneriness of my bad side.
How long did it take you, though?
I'd say till about 27.
Mm-hmm. What led up to that, though? for you to kind of realize and accept certain things about yourself and saying, yo, I got to let go of some of those things?
Just life itself, experiences.
Yeah.
And owning up to it.
Well, let's just hit some of those bookmark points. Because I definitely have some bookmark points in my fucking life and timeline and everything else, too. Mm-hmm. So what made you start to really fall back at 27 years old and go, this shit ain't worth it. My whole psyche ain't worth it. My whole fucking existence right now with this bullshit that's going on in my life is not worth it anymore. Talk about that from a woman's perspective, honestly. Because let me just go ahead and throw something out there to just, maybe this might help too. I'm trying to throw you alley-oops all day long. We like the Chicago Bulls right now. And if you guys haven't watched the fucking documentary, and this ain't an ad. The Last Dance. Man, hey, listen, my family, we from Illinois, man. It is what it is. It is what it is. But as an alley-oop, you still giving me that blank look.
I was waiting for the alley-oop.
There's already been a timeout on the floor. Timeout. What made you stop and realize at 27 years old that I haven't been living life the way that I feel like should be constructive for yourself? Let alone the kids. Let alone everything else. What made you feel that way? This is important for people to hear.
Just trying to find the different paths and just the feelings of everything. Just, I mean, anything that I would do.
You're big on the feelings. Different
feelings. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I can you have, walk you're into like a human, place and you're like a human barometer when it comes to feelings.
That's why I don't like places.
And that's why you have a big fucking heart too.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this.
I hate it.
You know where I'm going. You do have a big heart. Right. You care about everything. You care about everybody. And that's one thing that I do.
Sucks me in, either one.
Well, one thing that I can honestly be honest about is the fact that I envy that about you.
Right.
I've always said that to you for years. It's like, yes, you have that caring nature. You have that caring heart. And then here's me.
Right.
Because I also have it, too. But I've been burned so much on levels that cut so goddamn deep that I have a hard time with accepting that for myself. But I know how to protect you.
Right. And that's good because I don't feel those cuts. I mean, I feel those cuts, but then
put
them to the wayside.
Oh, hell yeah. No, you try.
I do. I do.
You do.
I do
try.
Put them to the wayside.
I mean, shit.
And
I mean,
then I get cut again.
That's why we bypassed the Gina's family update and shit. That's why we did it. It's like, I'm done with all y'all this week. Next week might be a different story. But, yo, that's something that you should really reflect on and really talk about. Huh? No, I mean, really reflect on the microphone.
Oh.
On the microphone. I'm serious.
Yeah.
A lot of people need to hear these type of things because we don't actually, we get to the shits, but we don't get to the shits. It's time for us to take it to another level for everybody that's really listening to us.
But I don't get to the shits on the spots.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, you guys
hear
me?
You know me and my memory. Sorry. There's nothing there.
Sorry, studio audience. But you brought up the age 27.
Right.
What was it about 27?
I don't know. I just think it was just a turning point of this isn't right. None of this is right.
Yeah.
It isn't me. Because it was always, you know, everything, anything that would go wrong, whether it was directly or indirectly, I blame myself, period. It was like, no, it's my fault. No, it must be my fault.
That's why you got your black protector.
Something, you know.
Yeah.
So it was, And then something snapped. Like, there's fucking no way.
I'm done with this.
Goddamn, everything is my fucking fault. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
As a mother, as a wife, as everything at the time for you being 27 years old.
Right.
Just to add some context for people that don't know.
There's no reason. There's, you know.
And as a white woman.
Right. It's not my fault you don't want to talk to me. It's not my fault. You know, you got your own issues. You either fucking deal with them or you fucking get going. It's not fair.
She gangsta, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, it switched. It was like a light switch or something happened. I don't know. But then really? I didn't fucking care.
And 27, you remember it distinctly. Just that age.
I'm just boom. Assuming. Like. Because I met you right before I hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a year or two before that. So
had that 29-year-old pussy. Oh man,
dear Lord!
I had to throw a joke in there. Goodness, come on! It ain't graphic changed.
Alerts.
It hasn't changed.
No, it doesn't.
Yay! Somebody been taking care of themselves. I know that's right.
I try. Shit.
But 27 is something that you, I mean, that's definitely a monument. It's got to be a monumental year for you.
I know.
For you to bring up that particular age for you. For right. you. Honestly.
Financially, I didn't start growing up till after 30. So, you know, big difference. And, you know, when you start actually figuring shit out and be like, oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
I'd.
Like, man, what have I always said, even to our kids? Your 20s are supposed to be for what?
When you fuck up.
You're supposed to do a lot of fucking up
you
in your 20s.
Learn.
Because I did it myself in my 20s. I fucked up a lot of things. I did the best I could at the time. I did the best I could. That's what I did. And when I finally started growing up, which was way past that, and I had a kid way too soon before I was even ready. You damn right I did. This is the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We get to the shits. I didn't start finally growing up until, honestly, right before I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I met you. I didn't care about going out. I didn't care about doing any of that shit. I was done with all that shit. I fucked up my life enough. And then here you come up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, looking like a snow bunny from heaven.
Don't ask me why.
It's a joke. Jesus.
I was not in the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed mood.
Look at you ski-sloping on me and shit. We don't see brothers like you around these here parts. Like sandy cheeks, but white in SpongeBob. Oh, hell yeah. We could throw some comic relief in what happens, man. But with life.
Right.
With life, man. I was actually, man, it's so crazy. I was 27.
Mm-hmm.
27 when I started to really say, yo, fam, what the fuck have you been doing out here? Because I come from a background that's pretty complicated that I don't talk about. And we'll save it for another episode. I do come from a complicated background. But I do love the fact that everybody gravitates towards us, even though it's still kind of weird. It's definitely weird.
Mm-hmm.
I do love the fact that people gravitate towards us because they're wondering how the hell do we coincide with each other? Because we have a lot of deep, dark fucking conversations about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We was open about it from the beginning.
Yep.
We lived through them together.
Yep.
From 11 years ago to now. And we got another anniversary coming up because it'll be 1 year consistently on May 27th. May 27th. We're in the month of May for 2020 where we finally, 1 year consistent of us even doing a podcast together. Yeah. Yeah. 2.5 weeks from now.
That's cool.
2.5 weeks from now. But it is tough. It is tough. It's hard to deal with. It's hard to understand. I know a lot of people are going through those tumultuous situations right now in their respective relationships, with family, with kids, with bills, with rent, with money, with
that money.
This time right now is just a complete construct of just being manipulated into what you should be getting past, whether you're a creator, whether you're a content creator, whether you're a musician, whether you're a poet, whether you are gardening.
Yeah.
Which is our biggest thing that we've been doing for 5 years is still learning to this day. But it's finally a time, if you're blessed to be alive right now, to just take a fucking step back and take a fucking deep breath and go, when shit, air quotes, goes back to normal, how are you going to go into it? What kind of mentality are you going to go into this world? Right?
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. It's something for people to ask themselves.
Yeah.
It definitely is. When you go back into this world, I just want some sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. I just want a sense of just feeling normal. What was normal before any of this bullshit?
Running and running and running and running.
And suppressing and suppressing and suppressing. And you know, whether you chucking down alcohol, whether you smoking cigarettes, whether you smoking weed, whether it's any of that stuff. It has nothing to do with any of that at the end of the day. What it ends up boiling down to is, where is your mental perspective on all of this? Because the world is going to go back to the way it is. They know how they can manipulate and take advantage of the rest of us. What do we do? We're just going to go back to like, oh, I'm just so glad to feel like everything is back to the same construct. I always put air quotes around construct. Money is a construct. This life is a construct. None of this shit is fucking important. You know what's important?
You.
Oh, thank you, honey. What's important is your family. What's important is your loved ones. What's important is making sure, making damn sure that what?
Everybody's okay.
Now, how do we do that?
Be together.
Yeah. And check the biggest on thing each that other. Yeah. Check on each other, definitely.
Talk to each other.
And we've also talked about use some common sense. Mm-hmm. Use some common sense. Even if it's a seed growing inside of your motherfucking gut that you never fucking sprouted. Believe it. It's still there. Nobody can manipulate your way of thinking but you. And if people don't understand that, then they better start learning now. Because we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We don't know how the hell we've been able to maintain a relationship. When people come up with those questions asking, how do you guys do it? How do you guys, how y'all had that? And I don't know how to explain it. Do you know how to explain it? Well, how do you know when you met the perfect person? How do you know?
For one, we respect each other. I mean, we're kind to each other. We're, you know, it's more of,
listen, you know, fellas, you have a strong, independent woman like I do, irregardless of what their race is, when you have a strong, independent woman like I do, man, you got to take the back seat on some stuff, man. You just do. Certain life experiences and everything else. When she's coming from a perspective and she's talking, you better fucking listen.
Well, thank you.
Even though I just interjected. Yes. Interrupted. And I interrupted like a motherfucker.
Yep. Blew me away. Now I don't know what we were talking about.
This is how it works. Yep. This is how it works. But no, honestly, this is let's go ahead and break it down into two segments real quick. Mm-hmm. How do couples make it 11 years, 20 years, 62 years as of last week's episode, and your grandpa wanted to have a damn divorce? How do we do it? How do we do it? Let's talk about us.
There's no take, you know. There's always giving and doing and giving and doing. And neither
and
one
giving
of us...
And giving and doing is definitely getting on each other's nerves because we give and do for
there's
each other so much.
There's no take. There's no me. There's no me, 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 take, take, take. There's just constant just doing and giving.
Yeah.
Or let's do. Or it's not I want to. It's let's do this. Or mm-hmm. you want to do this. Or it's always just constant communication. Constant let's us. Not I'm going to. You know, it's about us.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't it be us? So there was long. He gets so mad at me when I say I raise the kids, or when I say I with the kids. But that's how it always was. You know, for pretty much 12
years.
You've
had to do that for a long time.
Until he came into the picture, 12 years. That was a long time. So yes, it was always I.
Mm-hmm.
It's me and the kids. The kids yeah. and I. You know, that was it. So it was.
And that's true. I do get mad sometimes.
Yeah. So it's just like.
I'm like, yeah, I'm here too.
Constantly there. And I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I do.
And I know you understand that. But what I've always told you at the same time, and I mm-hmm. tell the kids, is like, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter about me or anybody else. Your mama's paramount. Your mama's mm-hmm. number one. Your mama's a higher echelon, the zenith, whatever way you want to flavor it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And gal. Whatever way you want to flavor it, your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mom has always had the best interest in you guys. It doesn't matter, you know, financially, any of that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't mattered.
Yep.
But y'all got to grow up too at the same time. And that's where I come in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is.
Because you've always felt like you owe the kids, which is fine.
Right.
Which is fine, because those are your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your kids, and those are my kids, too.
Well, you know.
Just like I feel like I owe my son. That time is coming.
Right. Well, the kids and I, we got, both, all of us got, you know, the shitty stick end of the deal, whatever, however you say it.
Shitty end of the stick, the short end of the straw, yes.
Shitty stick end of the dick. I don't know.
Damn, what are you wanting up your ass at some point?
No, dear. For you to even go there, I might ask you, what are you wanting?
Well, you already told me I couldn't fit years ago.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Not going to try again. So, fuck, I hate when you do that because then I can't even remember what's going on.
I'm sorry. But you always felt like you and the kids have always had the shitty end of the stick.
Right. You know, well, we got stuck into something that neither one of us knew about, you know. I got knocked up. I had them all, you know. It's like,
well, yeah,
I'm here to grow too. So are you. So we're going to do it together. So whatever I learn, you're going to learn too. And you better fucking remember it. Period.
How old were you when you got knocked up? The first time with the first son?
17.
17 years old.
So, yeah.
Yeah. How did that make you feel at the time?
Fuck, I'm screwed.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, there goes my hopes and dreams. Yeah. But, I mean, it was fine. You know, all that shit went to the wayside. I did what I had to do.
Did you give a fuck about? Yeah, exactly. Because I know that about you. Even to this day, you are tough. You don't give a fuck. It's like, I ain't worried about this motherfucker coming through to do anything because I know he's not going to do anything. He's not
going to
take
myself.
Care of these kids. He's not going to do none of that shit, right?
Yeah, I did it all myself. Which, that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was going to be the route. So that was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't care. That's why I raised him the way I did. I never said a bad thing. Never said anything bad.
Nope.
And
no, you didn't.
And it was fine. He didn't pay. He was a court ordered to pay.
As far as child support mm-hmm. and all that.
And it was fine. He didn't pay. Fine. Okay. Whatever. You'll get yours one day. No, I won't. You will. Fine. Never said a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Always going to court. All right, whatever. I'm not taking him to court. The court's
They you can summon the court.
But of course, I'm going because I want to be nosy. It's family court. It is. I want to go. I want to be nosy, so I'm definitely going. Mm-hmm. So
to get your information.
Yeah, because I won't know. I won't know. Mm-hmm. They won't. I won't get no. This is what happened, you know.
If you guys are listening right now still, if you don't realize that Gina is an honorary sister girl when it comes to this shit, and yes, that sounds like a funny fucking joke. It's really not, but women out here go through that.
Yeah.
Women go through that.
So
women that don't want nothing from you, don't need nothing from you. You said, before you even started going on this, you know, particular explanation of what was going on, that I knew what the outcome was going to be in the first place.
Exactly.
Right?
So
that's what you did. And you said, you know what? Fuck all that. Fuck the bullshit. I'm going to take care of the kids and I'm going to go do what I got to do.
Especially since he's not
trying to be involved. That's important to note that.
It's not their fault that I picked him.
I didn't
technically pick him, but I ended up with him. Mm-hmm. So it's not their fault.
Right.
So, and I'm not going to punish him either.
Right.
No matter what dirt he did, I'm not going to punish him. That's not their fault.
No.
It's either.
Not his fault ever.
So they're going every other weekend. Plus that gives me a break. So hello, go. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking take your kids. I don't give a shit. Oh, you want to move out of town? Okay, your grandparents. Hello. Yeah. Your time's your time. Who's taking that time now? Somebody give me a break. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm still not saying a bad word. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna.
Hey, you never have. Because you never have while they were growing up. Now that they're grown.
Now that I grow, I will talk shit.
I've always told you they're going to grow up, yeah. Haven't I not?
I said
they're going to grow up, they're going to come up with their own conclusions, and they're going
to
formulate their own conclusions about who their parents are, as looking as people.
I wanted them to see.
Looking at people as they are.
I didn't want them to say, my mom is the bad one,
mm-hmm.
not my dad. But what ended up happening was their family... Mm-hmm. Always talk shit on me, said all these horrible things about me, and I would never say anything.
And it was never fair, because I sat back and watched it for the last 10, 11 years.
So I just went along with it. I just didn't, I mean, it was heartbreaking all the time, because it was horrible, because you send them, no offense to the opposite people, but if you do know.
The opposite people, no offense. Let that be a public disclaimer.
I send them.
Yeah.
They go for 2 days, mm-hmm. one night, mm-hmm. and you have to deprogram them.
And you already know how the standard weekends go. You got to.
And then you send them back
every Wednesday
and
every other weekend.
Like, God.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, they come back like I'm the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am not.
But you are the woman in the scenario, which is different too, because one thing that you have never actually done was physically keep the kids from their dad.
Mm-mm.
You never done that.
No.
And this is a monumental conversation for us to have right now, especially during quarantine with the divorces on the rise, domestic abuse is on the rise, and there's families out there that are getting fucking destroyed by this pandemic. Yeah. Getting destroyed.
It's not those kids'
fault. It's never the kids' fault.
You know, keeping them... is only going to make them mad at you later on.
Being resentful.
Yep. Because they will see you as a person.
Yep. Because they grow up.
Yep.
They definitely grow up.
And I want them to see me as this person that they trust. Mm-hmm. The person that speaks the truth and does not lie to them.
And my daddy black.
I was adopted.
You were not adopted. That's a different conversation that we can have on a different podcast, on another episode of this shit. But you know what? You're right, though.
Yeah.
You're right. It's never the kid's fault. Mm-mm. And if you don't go into even a tumultuous situation where you know the relationship was doomed from the start, of worrying about your kids and making sure your kids are okay, then you're going to have a rude awakening.
And the funny thing is, I probably would have never left him. Because I'm fine. I'm whatever. You know.
You just go with the flow.
Go with whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm good. But he was verbally abusive. He was physically abusive. And I had two boys.
At the time.
And I'm like, if they keep seeing this, it's they're going to be for them like either. That.
Yeah.
And I can't make that not happen.
No.
But I can change it. Mm-hmm. So I did.
How'd
I was
you
like,
do
there
it?
Is no way in hell I'm going to have these boys even thinking that they can even treat or talk to or anything a woman in
like
any
that.
Manner yeah. like that.
Yeah.
So I bounced. As soon as I got knocked up with Janae. Bounce. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, you ain't not giving me another one. Well, fuck no.
Yeah, he did. At the time. Mm-hmm. But this is important to talk about because this is what's going on out here right now. And a lot of people don't have that support system and feeling like they can open up and talk about it. But you can. You could open up to us and talk about it with us. You could definitely do that on our podcast. You could do that. We'll make damn sure that we direct you to the towards the help that you need. Towards the help that you need. Because what it boils down to me, is mental manipulation. Mm-hmm. It's the mental aspect that a lot of people don't address, a lot of people don't talk about. And yes, of course, there's that whole mental health going on and, you know, the whole narrative behind mental health and stuff like that, which is important.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't
it's
think
important.
I didn't go through almost 3 years of hell afterwards, mm-hmm. after I left. He didn't know where I lived. Don't think I wasn't scared. I lived in an apartment complex, and I was scared. Mm. Every door, every jiggle of my knob, I was scared at all times because he would call all the time. He would start crap. I would have to call the sheriff's. I'm going to kill myself. Okay. And
that's that attention-seeking behavior that I talk about all the time, too.
So it was constant.
Yeah.
I know where you're at. I got your address now. Okay.
Who cares?
I got video of you. Okay. Okay. Whatever.
What? Yeah. Video of you supposed to move on with your life? Outside of an abusive relationship?
So, yeah, it was hell. But, hey. I did it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't rely on nobody to even help you with it. Mm-mm. Honestly, you didn't.
No, I didn't have great parents.
Man, fuck all that. We ain't got to go back that damn far.
But.
You're not on a fucking leather couch and I got incense burning and sage and shit around your fucking crown.
But it was the thing that what? I was not, you know, going to, you know.
You weren't going to succumb to it. You weren't going to let it defeat you. Especially behind your kids. You're not going to
let it affect the kids in any manner.
But you still, here's the...
We still met every other weekend at a public place. Mm-hmm. At like a Walmart or Quick Trip or something and dropped them off. He never knew where he lived. And that was the reason. He'd get so mad, but he would still meet me, pick them up. Didn't cause me trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time, because his mama was there, thankfully, because he didn't
Because he
drive.
Needed his mama with his grown ass.
No, because he had an arrest warrant for his
he
back
He needed
child
his mama with
for
his
like
grown
years.
Ass. Okay? I'm still right here, babe. Needed your mama with your grown ass.
Yep. If anything, I'm still the bad person.
Not the way they've grown up.
No. The kids, no. The kids, no.
That's what's most important. Fuck all the other shit.
Yep.
Ain't got nothing to do with none of that other bullshit. The kids grow up.
Yep.
And I remember when you broke down in tears with me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
saying, I don't understand how they look at him and put him on this pedestal and all this other bullshit. And I'm like, okay, you know what? They're going to grow up, Gina.
No, I knew they would.
They're going to grow up, baby.
Because that was my whole plan path. That was the whole plan in place.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it, I just want to tell them the truth.
But you don't.
I feel like I'm lying, and I told you that you didn't have to. Place.
You didn't have to.
No. Nope,
you didn't have to.
Nope, you don't have to.
Because going back to what we. Let's just circle it back around to how we even got on this subject. And yeah, welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
And that's the thing, other people's truth will speak louder than what your truth about them will be.
Bars. Mm-hmm. That's bars.
Thank you.
That's definitely bars. But circling back all the way around. Yeah, so you just fucked me up even saying that. I'm like, damn, that was bars. He just fucked me up. But your kids are supposed to be most important. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's what's supposed to be most important. Mm-hmm. Your kids grow up. Your kids figure it out on their own. They get to see you as the individual person you are. Mm-hmm. If you're fortunate enough. Mm-hmm. Because there is disproportionate fucking aspects of this shit when it comes to brothers out here in the world and not seeing their kids, especially in interracial relationships.
Mm-hmm. I applied that concept to everything. You know, I made sure that no matter what, they knew the truth, the consequence, the good, the bad, and I made sure they knew, how it was going to be, how anything would turn out. Because either we had to go through it or, someone we knew would go through it. So I wanted to make that a lesson for us as well. So how could we have changed it? What would the other outcome have been?
But one thing that I feel like parents feel like they're protecting their kids from that they don't understand sometimes, and we had to learn that the hard way too, is your kids know.
Right, your kids
know. The kids know. Whether you try to protect them or you feel like you're protecting them, or whether you haven't advanced in your own fucking, mental maturity and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They know everything.
Yeah, they do. The kids be knowing.
As I said, just be honest.
Because they're young. They're innocent.
If you're...
It ain't even about being honest. It's just, they're going to grow up.
If you're just a couple steps ahead, because you've been there. You've done that. Yeah. So why are you going to think that they're not going to... do it,
repeat some of the same mistakes.
Be up on
and don't ridicule them for it either.
No, because you did it. You went to a party and got drunk. Well, yeah, he went to the party and got drunk.
Party and got high.
Was he safe? Good. Okay, I'm glad you're safe.
Lost his virginity at 15, 16 years old.
But like, next time,
that's what happens, man.
The next time, I'd like to know ahead of time. Or I'd like to know before you go, and please have a ride or call me.
Yeah, just be honest with us straight up.
And
that's one thing we've always preached to the kids.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, where you going to be at? Who you going to be around? I know you lying, because that's what kids do. That's what teenagers do. I should say, that's what teenagers do.
So many lessons right after the lesson that I just told them about.
Especially the way the world has changed.
And it's like they just go do it just because they want to see if it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, really? Accurate on how the world has changed by your entertainment. You are basing your whole world off of entertainment because there's so many avenues of entertainment that we talked about even in season 3. So many avenues of entertainment. How the hell do we know what they're doing every single fucking minute of every fucking day? We don't. Nope. And we can't. And we will not ever. And it's sad that most of us in our damn country, in the United States, has to make sure that, you know what? You didn't have a baby before the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. That was another goal. Right. And I totally surpassed it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you should be proud of yourself. As a white mom.
Yep.
Let me just keep it a buck with you, babe. As a white mom.
Well,
with white kids.
It wasn't that. It's on my mother's side. Every single generation back, somebody's had a kid before 18.
But listen, one thing I'm going to add a footnote into real quick, hold that thought, is the one picture that I saw of five generations of women.
Right, all of us, yes.
From grandma. Five generations.
Grandma.
And that was just a few years ago. And I was like, yo.
Well, both of them
are gone. I don't see that in my world.
Both of them are gone now, but.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both gone now.
From grandma
getting
all the way down to today.
That picture was amazing.
Right. But the problem with that was because all of the women had kids before they were 18.
Yeah.
Or at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted that cycle to stop. Yeah. I'm like, there's no way. It stopped on the female side. My brother, yeah, he was knocking them out before, I guess, 17. Because he's got one older than my son.
In the old Jose Canseco days.
So
Barry Bonds.
I guess he continued the tradition.
I'm going to throw some sports
on
in
his
there.
Side. But the female side, I stopped it. I was like,
timeline
no.
action.
Yeah. And I worked really hard on that. I was like, you know, we need to wrap it. I don't care how old you are. If you're going to put it in, you're going to wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants fucking babies. Listen to them. Hear them scream. They're yelling. They need this. You ain't got enough fucking money.
What did I tell those boys? And you know what? And I told our sons that. I said, you know what? I've always said it since the beginning. Do y'all got some rubs? Y'all mm-hmm. good?
Yep.
And they would tell me straight up, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time. I never had to buy them rubs, not once.
Mm-mm.
That's why I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of shit going on in the house, Mom.
Thankfully, one there's of our stores here.
There's a lot of shit going on, Mom.
Goes ahead and sells them to you. Yeah. Under Thank you, one of our stores.
Yeah. Found it in my book bag. No, you didn't. Mom.
But, you know, I wasn't going to let it. You know, happen again. And no, I haven't. Now we're, the boys have both surpassed 21. So mm-hmm. now we're, their goal is to get, you know, Janae.
Get that, no, yeah, they're trying to help their
get
younger
Janae
sister.
To 21 without
younger
getting
sister.
Knocked up. So,
and that's one thing that's that I will goal. Honestly, that's one thing I will honestly say about my son. I hope he makes sure his younger sister is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure she good.
Right.
I know shit is fucked up. I know shit ain't the way it's supposed to be when it comes to a relationship with him and I.
It it's also not. Helped that we had a bet that if
oh, hell any, yeah.
whoever got knocked up first had to pay everybody a certain amount of money.
Hell yeah.
And
I started
every time
that.
Somebody screwed up
mm-hmm.
or every time somebody said something that was inappropriate, that amount increased.
Yep.
So it was, I think the last tally amount was like, $7,000-$8,000.
It's $8,000. I know because
so,
I started it.
It was like a huge dollar amount, and they still
Whoever
have that bet going.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So now they switched the bet to anybody that gets knocked up without being married.
Yep.
So that's on them.
It's still me.
I'll still take. The
I created
money.
That.
So it, you know.
But you know what?
However the tactics.
It's
go,
a positive competitive spirit.
I mean,
that you need
you
to have
do.
Amongst your children.
Right.
You have mm-hmm. to have that. Because if you know your genetics and you know your genes, and you know how mm-hmm. competitive you are, you know how capitalistic this country is and all the above, whatever way you want to flavor this shit.
Right.
Whatever way you want to flavor this. Put that positive competitive spirit amongst your children.
Mm-hmm.
Positive competitive. PC.
Yeah.
Positive
comparative
spirit.
That positive, because we've seen a lot of negative between the kids.
Hell yeah. But you know what? That's what it's all about. It's about us being parents. That's about
true.
Us growing older. That's us trying to figure shit out.
Right.
That's us trying to figure shit out. But you know what? If we're devoted to that and we're dedicated to that, and that is our sole fucking purpose,
mm-hmm.
no matter what our lives are separately and together.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking the cycle.
Yep.
It's about breaking the damn cycle.
Yep.
All the, fuck that shit. All the bad having cycles. Kids before you're ready. Doesn't matter if you were 17. Mm-mm. Doesn't matter if I was 23, 24. Ready. Right before my 24th birthday. Mm-hmm. Might be revealing our age. Don't give a fuck. You already heard. You already know. If you're listening to our podcast, we definitely appreciate you guys. Everything that's going on right now during this pandemic, it should be self-inventory. Collectively and together. Mm-hmm. Self-inventory. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot to be proud of. I always remind those kids.
Yep.
I remind them. They mine too. Mm-hmm. Just like they I are. Talked about last week. If you was yellow, I'd kick your ass. I'd be all upside your head. You know it. Mm-hmm. But I did it in my own way. Mm-hmm. Without being physical.
Yep.
Without being domineering like that. Now, there's times where vocally it might have sounded like I was, but everything that came out of my mouth over these years was truth.
Yep.
Straight truth. Mm-hmm. Without having to be physically domineering and being all this other shit that, you know, us black men are demonized to be. I ain't that. I'm not going to be that. Because there's only been even two times in my life that my dad even put hands on me. My own fucking father. It's only been two times. And both times were devastating to me. And that'll be a conversation for another day.
Always another day.
That'll be a conversation for another day. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, baby.
We gotta get supper.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that too. A brother mouth hurting a little bit.
Mouth?
My mouth.
No.
M-O-W-F, mouth.
Not me this time. Yes.
Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Yeah, we went a little bit deep, but one thing that we want to reiterate to everybody that's listening right now is being abusive and trying to figure your shit out right now during this pandemic is not the way to go. Mm-mm. It's not the way to go. What should be fucking paramount to anything else is making sure your kids are good. Mm-hmm. Making sure your kids are good. Your
Those
children.
Are the next products of society.
Facts. Facts.
They need to be better than you.
That's how, that's that old school mentality with that we grew up with. Mm-hmm. Making sure they're going to be better than us.
Not from my adopted parents.
Man, you're not adopted. Here we go. Make sure you guys follow us on our social medias. They're definitely in the description. Mm-hmm. They're definitely in the description. And babe, thanks for opening up about this shit too, man. We both opened up about some things that people obviously had an idea of what's going on a little bit. Especially, there's a lot of psych evaluations out there. There's a lot of psych undergrads and everything else going on out there in the mm-hmm. world. There's a lot. But you know what? We hope you guys do listen to us. Because like I was talking about earlier before we conclude this episode, is how do we do it? By communicating.
Yep.
How do you guys coexist? Communicating. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're not the most perfect at communicating with each other.
Nope. But we still do it.
Yeah.
However which way
we grit through it.
I mean,
we might even have arguments. We might have all the above.
I'll be staring at him when he's talking because I have no fucking clear going in one ear out the other.
Why you gotta put me out there like that? Come on, man. What are you doing?
I was like, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, real shit.
I'm like, did you say what?
Yeah. Letting you know you on some bullshit. Huh? Just like you got that Negro texture going on with your dome.
Yeah. Always.
I'm just kidding, baby. Right. But real shit. Mm-hmm. Real shit. Your family is what's important.
Every day.
Right now. Mm-hmm. the world is about to change yet again. And if you don't see the fucking smoke and mirrors of what's going on right now, we can't help you. Use common sense. Figure it out. Yeah. Right?
Start by listening to that gut.
Listen to that gut.
What's it saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it's hurting, then something's not right.
Okay.
You got a little nauseousness going on? You probably ate bread. Stop drinking.
Okay,
that
you're getting
milk.
A little too deep, honey. We're supposed to be wrapping this up.
All right, see you later.
Damn, really? Take your probiotics.
Bye.
Deuces.